Boots and cats and boots and cats.
Shut up.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome into episode...
No earthly idea.
157.
Oh, okay.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I will give you the grace of that. It has been a minute. Yes, 157 of Bourbon and Bad Opinions, where what we're drinking is better than what we're thinking. Gang's all here today. Excited about that.
Yay.
It's a beautiful day, too.
It is. So Heather's here.
Hi.
Sean's
What's
here.
What's up, my people?
Chad.
Hello.
John.
Ahoy hoy.
Yes. Yeah, it has. It's been a couple of weeks at least.
Wait, we were off for St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. We had to do our thing, man.
We had to do that thing.
Yeah, had to hit Shamrocks at 10 o'clock, and that was it, man.
Was it packed?
It was, actually. For it being on a Sunday, it was, and when we got down there at 10, it was pretty full up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And we always see the people that we kind of see. You see people kind of once a year, right?
Yeah.
And, Judy, who is our Steelers fan, I think she's in the horse industry. I want to say that. I'm not 100% what she does, but she's a very nice lady, and we always see her down there for St. Patrick's Day, and then on occasion for Steelers games or whatever. But
nice.
She's really nice. And then, yeah, it's just packed out with people.
Maybe
all day.
She's a leprechaun. You only see her on St. Patrick's Day.
She's not a leprechaun. Well, I'm not going to go there.
All it does is make me miss Linus. Because I used to do that at Lina's back in the day.
Is Lina's not a thing anymore?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's gone.
Really? Lost her liquor license. It's empty. It's papered over, yeah.
Actually, they just take all the booths and stuff and out? Everything. Took the sign down?
It's who got the old bike?
Don't know.
That's an excellent question. One of the questions I've wondered, as a matter of fact, who gets all the junk on the walls? Because I wouldn't mind to stand in line for some
of those. All I know is that we got that Jägermeister bike out there from Marika's that was on the wall that we paid $150 for. Pulled our money. They couldn't believe it. They said we had to pay cash for it. We all pulled the money. We said, here you go. And they're like, all right, here you go. Here's your bike.
last year they lost their liquor license underage. Underage drinking.
Yeah.
And it's just sat empty.
It sounded as though they were going to try to bring it back, but as something, and everybody, there was all this scuttlebutt, but then...
Library Lounge?
Talking about the Wayback Machine. When they took the sign off the building, that's when I knew it was over.
Okay. Yeah, that's when everybody started going.
I tell you what's a damn shame is that music club closing.
Oh, yeah, the Music Emporium.
Oh, God. Yeah. That place.
I've seen hundreds of shows.
So
there.
Many good bands there, right? And
back in the day, $5.
Right? Yeah. And just a great place to see shows, too, because, you know, the stage was barely, I think we've talked
barely
about it,
elevated.
Barely elevated. Yep. But, you know, just the punk bands, the rockabilly bands that they had come through here, there. Just amazing shows.
Mojo Nixon played there every year.
Oh yeah, every year I'd go see him when he come through. But just like a great,
there's a lot of
vibe.
That footage that's still on YouTube from Linus shows.
I want to know what they did with the autograph photos that were in Linus that were in there.
Oh,
you know all the band photos that they had on the walls.
I forgot about
that. That would have been what I wanted out of there.
Yeah, they honestly because. That place was it was Linus, then it was Cosmic Charlie's, and they built that stage up stupid. Like, you were craning your neck like in a front row of a movie theater to see that stage. It was Cosmic Charlie's. I just wonder if they shut it down and left everything on the walls. Because that happens.
It does happen.
You'd think they would try to sell it.
They
like
should.
Like, liquidate it or something, but I don't know.
But the person who ended up buying the Linus, who said they were from a restaurant family, had no idea how to run a restaurant and a bar. And really didn't care about anything, and so who knows? I think they just leave.
Well, the original owner and creator was a cokehead for sure.
Oh yeah,
who wants to tell me what y'all are talking about?
An Irish bar,
the first Irish pub in Lexington,
right on campus.
What are you saying, Linus?
Linus,
John Linus, John and Gina Linus.
It was a bar and restaurant,
yes,
on campus.
Yeah,
went out of business.
Yes,
yes.
Okay,
and then there was a music venue.
It started out originally as the library bar, so you weren't lying when you told people you were going to the library.
You may have heard of that place other published works.
I've heard of the library as a bar.
Bluegrass conspiracy, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So then, actually,
I've read that.
The line is partnered with Bob, and I can't remember Bob's last name, in 1993 to bring Shamrocks to Patchen Village.
Oh,
that's the original Shamrocks location at Patchen Village. That's why some of the menu items on Shamrocks, like the O-Round, that are still on Shamrocks menu, are named, they actually borrowed some of the names from the, because Linus had the original O-Round. Which is a hamburger.
I wouldn't say borrowed. It resulted
they
in a
They own
big
something
pie.
Else, right? They have two Shamrocks.
Yeah, now they do, but they...
The other one's in Heartland, isn't it?
Yes.
No,
yes.
It's getting ready to be in Brandon Crossing. They're building a brand new big building in Brandon Crossing, but Bob had a falling out with John and Gina, and I was told, I had this on good authority, that Shamrocks was also doing some... Like, when they first opened, they were using that as
a conduit
in 1993 to...
Oh, yeah. We just had a good run, though.
Yeah. It's just a shame it's gone. Because it was one of those...
about the Shamrock. The one on Patchen has had a good run.
Oh, yeah. It's had a great run. Like, it's still going solid. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's packed for...
Sports stuff and darts.
Well, UK actually can get out of the first round of the tournament.
Don't put that evil on Shamrock.
I know.
My friend lives there, like, right across from it. And she owns that hair salon. And she said that they didn't have that patio there till COVID.
Yeah, they did.
They built that outdoor patio, and she said it was just, like, genius.
Well, they had a patio, but it wasn't as big as it was. And
they didn't wrap it around the back of the building.
Yeah, and they've wrapped it around the back of the building, and it's covered. And
genius.
It's really nice. But, good spots in Lexington.
Karaoke, I've been there many a night drunk at karaoke, not singing, but just watching people.
Just watching people. Yeah.
I've yet to eat there.
Oh yeah, totally same.
Yeah, food. The food I really like the food. It's good. But
it's good shitty bar food, man.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, but their hamburgers are excellent.
Yeah, the O-Round's always been good.
And they make it it's fresh ground sirloins. You can actually get it ordered rare.
Yep. And fun fact, they do not have a stove in that kitchen.
Probably just a flat top.
Yep.
Right?
They do everything with a flat top and salamanders. Yep.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and a fryer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, cranking it out. But yeah,
I love shitty bar food. Bring it on.
That's what,
it is. Irish nachos.
Oh, so good. They'll kill you.
They will kill you good.
They'll kill you dead. But anyway, so it is Easter today, technically, as a recording.
He is risen.
Well, I guess, if you're into that kind of thing.
Been up for a while.
Or Easter Bunny. Bok bok. So I guess my question to y'all, opinions, best Easter candy, favorite Easter candy?
Cadbury chocolate mini eggs. Not the ones with the nasty frosting diarrhea stuff in the middle, but the chocolate hard shell mini eggs. Oh, wait.
But wait.
I love the chocolate covered marshmallows by Hershey's. It's a tie.
Okay.
It's a tie.
Mine are going to be the sweet tarts shaped as bunnies and all that. I love sweet tarts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up, traditionally, it was always Brock's jelly beans, the ones that came on Easter. But now it would be the Starburst jelly beans that they put out this time of year, too.
Those are good.
We got some Welcher ones this year. They're pretty fly.
That's funny that you say that, because when I was over at Lauren's recording GBS before this, I was asking Sylvia what her favorite thing was that she got in her Easter basket, and she said Starburst jelly beans.
They're amazing.
They've really come on the last few years.
Yeah.
Props to Chad for the brand acknowledgement, because there is a difference.
Yes, there
is. There's a distinct difference. And that Starburst, that game is strong.
And
Brock's,
I just remember them being so waxy.
Yeah.
But you would inhale them.
Yeah. Oh, I still love those.
They're still great.
I ate a bag the other day. I was like,
so black jelly beans or no?
Never.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never.
See, I'm in. I'm all in for the black jelly beans.
I love anise, but I don't like those at all.
You know what? I don't like the green ones.
Sorry, not anise.
Oh, I love the green ones.
I'm not
licorice.
It's just licorice and
star anise. Fennel. I love fennel.
Fennel and star
anise. I don't like anise, which is weird.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the black ones, but I'm not a fan of the green ones.
Oh, I love them all.
Yeah, not a fan of the green ones.
Yeah. I was talking to my sister or somebody about this. Or maybe it was Jen. We were talking about, you know that, what is it, that one knockoff brand candy that always comes out and they're like... They've got their version of jelly beans, and they're gross. And they've got their, like, Palmer. Is it Palmer that makes?
Yeah.
They come out
with
their
chocolate. On the
yeah, totally.
John, favorite candy? Easter candy?
I am a big fan of the jelly beans, but my favorite would have to be Peeps. But you can't eat them
gross.
Now. You have to open them, slit the plastic, wait 2 weeks till they stale up, and then they're good.
Do you know, I bought a bunch of packs because I wanted to buy them before they weren't available.
Yep.
And I was looking for them this morning, and the pack that I had opened to eat had busted open and slipped down to the next, it fell onto the next shelf. I'm like, where's that pack I had opened? So it had literally been just a whole, like, you know, sleeve. They're all stuck together. Out in the open, just hanging out with the chips, because it was on the candy shelf in my pantry. And they weren't even hard enough yet. And I was like,
I literally how think have those these been out vile. Of the package?
Even fresh?
Oh, I will eat all of them. They're disgusting. I love them.
You can set them on fire, for fuck's sake.
Did you see the peep cookies I made?
Yeah.
Peep-shaped cookies? Oh, my gosh. So cute.
No, I'm not eating peeps.
I
was never into peeps.
That was my mom's favorite.
I'm okay. We used to get like one sleeve of peeps just because. Yeah. But
no, you can't buy one sleeve of peeps. They come in packs of four or eight.
But she's talking about the sleeve. You can buy like four.
Yeah, that's what we just get four.
One itty-bitty.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Because parents might have thought they were gross, but they wanted their kids to
try. You know, and back in the day, there were the ready-made Easter baskets at the store.
Yes.
Wasn't it all this like...
Yes. That's true. Yes.
And buy it with the cellophane already all wrapped up on it.
The cheap, like, three times generic football.
Yes.
Or the Rollings type baseball glove.
Yep.
It was not even close.
Yep.
So, I'm a fan of the Robin's eggs.
Oh,
the chocolate with the hard candy shell.
The malt balls.
Love them.
The malt balls.
No. There's two different things. So there's the Robin's eggs. There is the malted with like the Whoppers, which I like.
Okay.
But I also called the Robin's eggs. They had a hard candy shell on them, and then chocolate on the inside. Everybody calls them Cadbury eggs now, but I always called them Robin eggs.
Oh.
And then I really like the Opera Cream egg.
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Is that something Opera Man eats?
Opera Man.
I can't buy
an honorable mention, like first place, first alternate is always going to have to be something from Reese's Cups, like their Reese's Bunnies or Reese's Trees at Christmas or you know.
They're seasonal branded products.
I cannot believe, at least Chad and Sean, I can't believe y'all don't know. Look at this picture. The Papa's Opera Creams.
I do know those. What? I know those.
I've never heard of this. Is this a Kentucky thing?
No.
Did you say Papa's?
Papa's.
I saw those.
Really?
They would come in the generic Easter basket.
Yeah, I love those. And they have different flavors. They got like strawberry, but the original one is my favorite.
What is it?
It's just.
Is it pole candy?
Opera cream?
Yeah, you know the Opera Cream eggs.
Opera Cream
eggs. Somebody needs to get his glasses on.
Oh, no, I have seen that label before.
Where do they sell it?
Yeah, it has a rabbit in a store.
What? I keep my eyes open now. All the stores
never heard
have
of
them.
Those.
Are they covered in chocolate?
Yeah. No. Hold on. Here's a picture.
So it's a cream covered.
It's like a cream slab with a copper.
They look
with
like
a
that.
Oh.
Chocolate
yeah.
chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look like that.
Now that looks like something I've eaten before, but I've never seen one.
You never seen a wrapper?
I'm in a wrapper.
Huh.
So, okay. So growing up, our tradition was chocolate bunnies molded, a molded chocolate bunny. Everybody would get one.
The hollow ones?
Now, are you hollow or solid?
Solid all the way. All day, every day, we would get solid.
California, sir.
California, we go solid.
We couldn't afford those solid ones.
Okay.
I know, we had
but there was a candy store, and you might have seen them on Instagram, because their daughter's done a great job of blowing this place up, in the city next to mine, and it's called Logan's. And if you've ever seen them doing the stretch candy or making sponge candy... Mm-hmm. This girl. So anyway, that's where we would get our candy, solid bunnies, and then we would do these haystacks, which was a chocolate bird's nest, chocolate covered coconut bird's nest with little jelly beans. And then the other thing my family always did, probably till this day, if I were home for Easter, would be a fudge egg. And there would be like a big fudge egg with frosting on the outside and chocolate-covered fudge egg with your name on it and icing. And the inside could be peanut butter fudge, walnut fudge, coconut, and ours was always walnut fudge until they discovered, that's how we discovered I had a walnut allergy, was these Easter eggs, right? Fun. So we don't do that clearly anymore because I've moved out here, but I do order from See's Candy now from out west, and I ordered myself a bunny this year and my chocolate covered marshmallows. So
yeah, we were always hollow bunnies.
Bunnies.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't get no. If you did, it was a small one.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
It was
yeah.
a piece of shit. You take a bite out of it, and everything would fall on the inside.
Well, that's
and then you
good.
Would shake
that's,
it out.
Yeah, it's just right. that it collects itself.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
self cleaning.
It's like eating your taco over another like
yes.
shell.
Over
right?
another
you know?
Shell.
So
yes.
it's like
plus it's when, all the chocolate
when,
anybody
when
needs
you go to I'm blanking on the name of the taco place. It's at the mall.
Oh. agave and rye.
Agave and rye. So that's what you do, because they wrap the taco in a soft taco shell, mm-hmm, and yeah, it's so overstuffed that you let all the taco drippings, and then you make another taco with the soft taco shell.
So, yeah. We've been doing that at home for 20 years. Right?
So you're telling me you make another bunny out of the chocolate drippings.
Yeah.
Bonus bunny.
I do have another candy. The Kit Kat Seasonals. The
lemons are good.
Oh my god!
I've never heard of
lemons. I brought
those
to Carrie last year for her
Hungry in Kentucky.
Hungry in Kentucky.
Yeah, they're good.
They have lemon.
Lemon wafer.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of
And there's
of
one
that.
More flavor.
There's a mint flavored one too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Is it the strawberry this time of year?
You have to miss me with that.
Maybe
strawberry, raspberry, something like that. It's another one. It's good.
Here's the interesting thing. If you think about it. So the two biggest
Kit Kat lemon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got to look
I've never
this
seen
it. It's like
that.
The Girl Scout cookies, the wafered ones, yeah, the icing.
Like a lemon bar. You just can't eat one.
Uh-uh. I'm sure. You won't eat the whole thing.
I'll try to find them for you.
So there's two big candy holidays, in my opinion. And Valentine's Day doesn't count because that's stupid.
Easter
and Halloween, right?
Yeah.
But Easter has a lot of dedicated own candies that Halloween does not.
Okay, oh, yeah. But like
if you
what?
Think about it, Halloween's just all about the mini candy bars that you just get on a regular, right?
Yeah, but they make Peeps at Halloween too now.
But they don't make like the Cadbury eggs, the chocolate bunnies. You don't see chocolate, like you don't see hollow chocolate pumpkins,
no,
right?
No, you don't.
Like so,
but they do make my chocolate covered Hershey's mix, like a pumpkin, like a.
But they still, it's still there's more dedicated
there
Easter
is.
Candies than there are Halloween candies.
There's not Halloween jelly beans.
This has been Confectioner's Corner.
Confectioner's Corner.
It's. I think it's because
there
they
it
spent
is.
All winter just worrying about stuff. Yeah. Really, you've had nothing to do since the end of October.
No, Carrie has a point, because you know what they're trying to do now? Those Cadbury eggs I was saying that are my favorite, and I know Jen loves them too. They make them now for fall. They come in like red and orange
it's
and yellow.
Same,
it's
though.
Not the same.
No, it's not the
they're
same.
They're all broken. I'm like,
that. I've never seen that.
But yeah,
seen,
they, yeah they're starting that. To make Peeps, and they're starting to make.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of make the Peeps year round. They do Valentine's. Yeah. They all the Peeps. But
they
really,
used to not.
If you think about it, there are more dedicated Easter candies than
there
Halloween
are.
Candies.
It's all,
Halloween
big, it's all big Easter.
Halloween.
Big Easter.
Halloween is all about shrinking what we already have.
Shrinkflation.
Into fun size and mini size.
Yep.
Easter's all about, hey, come get your jelly beans, come get your Peeps, come get your Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever, or had you ever in your life, liked the Cadbury stuffed ones that have the cream in them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are amazing.
Oh, too sweet for me. Too sweet. And I love candy, but those
yeah.
are always
those
like
are,
a...
too sweet
your
for
teeth
me.
Just hurt.
You can only eat yeah. one, but yeah. and yeah. maybe not even the full one.
Yeah. They had the mini, too. Oh, my gosh. They make the eggs now, Reese's Peanut Butter, and
yep.
they make them with caramel.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Give me all the candy.
Easter is always a lesser holiday than Christmas, though.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you get some trinkets, or you got the store-bought Easter basket that
yep.
had some trinkets in it,
yep,
but
yep, yep.
never as good as Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, so we got a big event coming up I want your all's opinion on, because people won't shut up about it.
What's that?
It's coming up next week, yes, the eclipse. And apparently NASA is going to fire 3 rockets into the eclipse for some reason.
Well, this is going to turn out well, isn't it?
I don't know why, but, I mean, what's your all's opinion? Because we just had an eclipse, like, what, 2016?
It hasn't been. 2019, maybe?
Something like
it
that.
It was another totality, because I remember basically work stopped on
yeah.
campus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We went outside and looked and had the little cardboard thing. I haven't. Well, anyway, I want to get your all's opinion on the eclipse in general and people's like perception of the eclipse.
Seen one. Uninteresting.
I don't care about it. Like yeah. Chad, I've seen it.
Yeah. It's a reason, legitimate reason, to skip work like I normally do illegitimately. So I'm just like, I'm going outside to watch the eclipse for 2 hours.
I read this article that this man is going to see his 13th eclipse, I think it was.
How old is he? 140?
That's not that's not that big of a deal then. If you're going to see a 13th eclipse.
Because he's doing one of those the flights where you can take a flight and you can mm-hmm. see it out the mm-hmm. window of the mm-hmm. plane. And because he plans this thing, like he knows when the next one's going to be 2032 or something. I don't know. Anyway, he has something planned for the next one, and he had this one planned, and his route's all mapped out. And it's, I mean, people are nerds about, everybody's a nerd about something. His thing is the eclipse, and all of them. And he's like planning this trip, and he's going to start in one place and end another place, and he gets to see the whole thing. And I was like, at what point can you say, okay, I see it?
But
and you take some nice pictures.
But it's the same thing over and over again,
it's
right?
Not, that's
the sun the moon goes over the sun.
Are you
and
expecting the big upset? And the sun finally comes back quick? Or like,
so here's something that I read yesterday. It said April 8th, 2 to 4 p.m. Please leave all of your pets indoors with the blinds, the curtains closed from 2 to 4 on the day of the eclipse for the safety of your animals.
Yeah, I can see that because you don't want your animals
looking up. So I just thought, well, that's interesting. Close the blinds. My dogs do look out the windows.
But like people are like, they're like saying trucks don't drive. Don't like... It's insane.
It's the dumbing of America.
Yeah.
Like, it is... People, I feel like between the last eclipse and this eclipse, people have even lost their minds even more.
Oh, no, they have, because we've got more social media. Yeah. So they've lost their minds.
And we've gone through a, complete pandemic, too. So, yeah.
Well, but I don't get... I guess maybe the people who are in line for this eclipse weren't in line for the last one, right? But again... It's the moon goes over the sun, and it how many thousands of years has this been happening in the same way, right? Like, this dude's seen his 13th one. It's been going way more than that.
Yep.
And why would you shoot rockets into it? I don't get that.
This is not going to end well, because they're going to piss off some alien.
No, because they're living in the sea. And I sent you all that article, and that's a proven fact.
I know, but they're going to come out for the eclipse.
Yes, it is. That's fact.
That is not a fact.
They saw that on that oil rig off the coast of Mexico, and then everybody that lives there said that they go into the ocean. Facts.
It's a fact that someone said it. It's not a fact.
All I picture is the eclipse happening, rockets going this way, aliens shooting out of the ocean. This is going to be a shit show.
I'm here for it, though.
As always.
So here's my question, though. Like, if this has been going on, obviously this guy's technically seeing his 13th eclipse. Like, how come more people weren't blinded by eclipses?
Well, they probably were historically.
Right?
Yeah. Even since we were younger, they would tell you don't look into this.
Right. Yeah, but if you're out in a field and then all of a sudden it gets pitch black, you're going to look up, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have the special glasses
from Walmart.
But
you're not
going
to stare. The thing is, they don't want you to stare.
No, but see...
Say it, John.
What you're talking about is people who thought that the end of the world was here. Mm-hmm. Like, they thought... God, their God, a dinosaur, something, a Godzilla had come back to kill them all.
El Chupa?
So they're not, yes.
El Chupacabra.
They're not going to stand out there and stare at it. These people thought the end of the world was here. Somebody turned the lights out and we're all going to die. The world, whatever the world was that they knew, their expanse of the world as they knew it at that moment, they thought that was it and we're dead. So they didn't really hang around and stare into it.
But how long does it take for you to look at it before your retinas burn out? It's not that long.
It doesn't take long.
No.
No, I mean it...
30 seconds? Minute?
Yeah, it's probably more than that. It's probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Nobody's going on
record. It's nothing that I want to try to do. Again,
no, exactly.
I saw the one like 4 or 5 years ago. It was a big nothing burger.
I did notice that the glasses are cheaper now than they were.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, and they still had them in stock.
They're all made in China, too.
Probably will burn your retinas out if you're going to use them.
They probably just don't even work.
So good luck.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I have seen a few different things talking about counterfeit glasses. So you
really?
Watch those. Oh, yeah.
It's like a Chinese fifth column action, right?
Oh, it's big business.
Big eclipse glasses? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it's big eclipse business. It's like the path of totality. All these people were making, like, hotels are booked. Mm-hmm.
They were booked
traffic's
like 3 years
terrible.
Ago.
Yeah, because people do it. These towns are having festivals. They're having, well, I watched this story on the news the other day about this. It was a brewery that had their Total Eclipse beer, and they were sold out of it. They have these T-shirts. Everybody's getting this. There was an eclipse, and all I got with this lousy T-shirt. I guess you could get eclipsed or something, and people enjoyed that. But it's big money for a lot of tourism. In towns that wouldn't normally... I'm not going to that place in Ohio or Western Kentucky ever. But some people are going to go simply for this event.
And then what happens if it's cloudy? You're screwed. Oh, you're screwed, right? Yeah. I mean, you're totally screwed. Or if it rains?
Especially here. It's cloudy.
You've got an exciting 50-50 trip to Western
chance.
Kentucky.
That's right. It's cloudy here all the time. Like,
yeah.
You never know.
Think of the traffic you avoided by not having everybody leave. That's what I don't get, is when it's over... Everybody jumps in their car and leaves in the same little tiny road from a little tiny town that was supposed to be... Like, last time, wasn't it some guy's farm was supposed to be the epicenter for the whole place?
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, had these fields open and had all this stuff. But there was no infrastructure. There was no way out. These people were slowly brought in. You make cash hand over fist. But the problem is
hashtag Firefest.
There's no like.
Actually, it's like the last Lollapalooza I went to.
Well, but there's no encore. There's no.
No.
Nobody's selling. There's no vendors. There's no nothing after. Like
it's
once
like
the 20, sun comes
20
back
minutes
out,
and
you're
that's
like,
it, right?
Okay, let's all jump in the car and get back on the same dirt road to get back to civilization. And
Woodstock.
It'll take you hours.
Well,
literally
it really does remind me of the last Lollapalooza I went to, where it was on a farm in Tennessee, and you got off the interstate, and you drove like 30 to 45 minutes down this two-lane road. We parked in this gravel lot. We saw the show, which is great, because I saw the Ramones and Soundgarden and Metallica mm-hmm. and all kinds of great bands, but we didn't get back to Lexington until like the next morning at like 7 o'clock in the morning, because we had to wait in the parking lot because you could not get out. But don't these solar eclipses happen kind of all around the world too? Mm-hmm, like in Australia and
there
Africa
and there are people who chase them all around the world.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, just like the guy he's been talking about.
Well, but okay.
Yeah, there are people who do this globally.
Yes, they plan their vacation. They're not scientists. They plan their vacations to go do this.
It's like weird. People that chase tornadoes. Only this time you have some warning.
Well, but at least a tornado can be different, right? Can take a different path.
Yeah,
I mean,
and it can do other cool
people
shit.
Die in an eclipse.
Well,
allegedly.
I mean, that's fair. But
I haven't seen this one, but heretofore, fewer people die in an eclipse.
But an eclipse is an eclipse is an eclipse, right? I mean, right. Again,
it's the same thing. It's yeah. Yeah, it's like you've seen it once. Why
the
do you
sun,
need...
as Pink Floyd saying, the sun is eclipsed by the moon. Yeah.
People
right?
aren't losing their eyesight. It's a hurricane, John.
That's right.
Or losing their lives.
That's right.
I mean, I guess you could if debris got in there, but true. Not permanently.
I did see a dude who was selling these donut packages.
Oh, those were cool.
Six donuts, and it was very cool.
Those were cool.
Six donuts, but then he had like the little phases of the eclipse on the donut, and in the end, they had, like in the middle of the box, they had a pair of those glasses.
Was he just like taking bites? Like take a bite. Here's.
Well, that's what I thought. Like you should do that and be like, now everybody eat
your
first
plan
one.
For, that's yeah. big, that's big Beatus at work. Is what
it
is.
See,
it's trying to kill us.
Branding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a good teaching moment. You just bring a little pack of mini donuts to each one of your students. You're like, ready? Let's go. Phases of the eclipse.
Little bites.
Because we used to do something weird. I'm going to mess this up because I don't know much about science. John would know. But there was something you could do with the students. You'd like poke a hole in something with a plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
and you hold it and you yep. look away and you get to reflect
so
it.
You poke, I can't remember. You poke a hole in like the cardboard in a plate or whatever.
Plate,
and then you hold it up.
You're looking
and
at a reflection.
And you're looking at the reflection. Yeah. And you if you get out there when it first starts, you can see in the reflection as it goes across, right?
I just don't trust kids. You know one of them's going to be like, look right at it.
It's the same thing Mr. Science taught you on how to measure the height of a tree.
Yes.
Well, I don't remember that.
Reflective pan of like a metal pie plate with water, and you put it out in the yard, and when you stand there and you see the top of the tree, you measure from the plate to the base of the tree, and because of geometry,
and
that's
Pythagoras'
the
theorem.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's geometry work.
Science.
But
yes.
What is it? A squared plus B squared equals C squared, and you know all that part.
Just don't ask the people from Oz.
Mm.
Well, I'm just kind of glad that the eclipse isn't on. I'm glad that it's on April 8th and not April 1st, because God knows.
Right.
Good Lord.
That's already bad enough.
That would be crazy if you had two groups of crazy at
right?
once. Yeah, that's
two groups
that's
of crazy.
So
one group of crazy is something, but two groups of crazy is too much, especially on the internet.
The Venn diagram of that crazy would be wild to see.
Yes.
It would be just
completely intersex. April Fool's people.
It will be the eclipse.
In the eclipse. Ah, eclipse is fake. Yeah. Right? Ugh. I hate April Fools.
Well, I mean, it's like, it hasn't been a thing really in your life since you were a kid, though, really, right?
Well,
some
I mean,
people try every once in a while.
I mean, I've told that story that I got duped, man. I got duped hardcore in 1996, like hard.
When were you? High school?
No, I was in college. We were at the Final Four.
Oh,
I got
fine.
Duped.
That's fine.
Because
in better days.
I feel like I've told this story on this
you
podcast.
Have.
Oh, you
okay.
Have.
Yeah. Where I got duped in the 1996, where the USA Today printed something that said Taco Bell was going to be renamed the Taco Bell Liberty Bell, and I went crazy.
Okay, your scrimp story. So the newspaper, we were on a bus, and the newspaper comes out, and you come on this bus screaming mad, and people are like, what is wrong? And she's like, I can't believe they're doing this. They're renaming the Taco Bell is going to sponsor the Liberty Bell, and it's going to be called the Liberty Taco Bell. I can't believe this. Nobody understands history. Nobody cares about history. And we're like, what's the date on your paper? She's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what's the date on your paper? April 1st. What's that? April 1st. I don't know. What? Who cares? And I was like, I think it's April Fool's. She's like, oh.
And that was before the internet, too.
Well, here's the thing. And most news agencies used to go whole hog in their stories.
They did.
But now with social media, they've all pretty much stopped doing the jokes.
And
they're very obvious ones.
It becomes redundant to your normal broadcast.
Didn't UK win the big, didn't they win?
96? Mm-hmm. Yes. Right there.
Many years ago.
On the wall.
Oh, okay. Because I was at Rep the other night and I got bored. It was right before I fell asleep. And I was looking up at the pennants and I was like, oh, look, okay, Final Four
banners.
Won it all.
The banners.
And I was like, oh, okay, the last time they won one was 2012. In 2012. Okay.
Been a minute.
Yeah.
What were you doing in Rep Arena that made you fall asleep?
Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top. For some reason.
Yeah, Matt bought tickets to it months ago.
The Leonard Skinner cover band
and the ZZ Top. But so ZZ Top was good, and then once Leonard Skinner came out, I went right to sleep. Matt tapped me on the shoulder because I fell asleep on his shoulder.
Show's
and
over.
He said, "Do you want to go?" And I was like, "I don't care. I'm sleeping either way." So we left. But yeah, I went. Right before I fell asleep, I was just looking at those banners, and I'm like, "Oh, look at that!" And it says. Final Four champions, whatever, mm-hmm. for all of them. So
did ZZ talk at all? Like, did Billy Gibbons talk at all about Elwood returning home?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Wait, yes, he did. Yeah. That was yes.
So if y'all don't know this, so when Dusty died,
you're right.
Yeah. So Pat Francis was one of the first big like guitar stars in Lexington. Mm-hmm. He had a band in town called Skullhead with Will Pratt, who owns
Pratt's.
Bourbon and Toulouse.
Toulouse.
Okay.
Yep.
So he had somehow in like his line of work, he'd end up becoming the guitar tech for Joe Perry.
Oh wow.
He was like Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
He did work, I think, with like Skid Row and all these people, right? So like one time like when they were all in town for a concert of Rup, like he brought them over to the Rockledge to play for a while, like
Rockledge,
wow.
What a great venue, yes. Man.
Yeah, so like he's been with Billy and Dusty's tech for like 30 years now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when Dusty got sick originally, like and had to leave the tour, mm-hmm. they asked Elwood if he could step in, right? Well, he goes by his name is Elwood Patrick Francis, but he used to go by Pat here. And so, yeah, he did it or whatever. So then when he died and the pandemic hit or whatever, Elwood said he just got lazy and just stopped shaving because he always had really short hair and no mm-hmm. facial hair. Uh-huh. He showed back up. Like they asked him, they had sent him things. Hey, we want you to become the full-time bassist of the band, whatever. And he was like, yeah, man, I can do that or whatever. So mm-hmm. they show back up and Billy's like, who is this fucking guy walking around my set? And they're like, well, that's Elwood. He was like, Elwood who? He was like, your old tech, Elwood. He was like, what the fuck's he doing with the beard? Like, right? Because he's got this wild beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of a wild story. I mean,
is a crazy story. Go from,
what is
from
here.
Tech to, yeah.
What is it with Kentucky? Because Edge is from U2. His guitar tech's from Louisville.
Oh, really?
And he met him kind of a similar story. He's been their guitar tech for the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Huh. Really?
I forgot that guy's name, but he's from Louisville. He went to St. X or something. Yeah. And it's the same kind of story. He was noodling around in like Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
and Edge heard him and said, and he was being guitar tech for somebody else. He says, do you want to be my guitar tech? We're about to go on this tour. This was back in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, when they were just hitting it big.
But see, I think that's the way it used to be, though, is you just like, you just, it,
yeah, he
picked,
worked for a
up,
sound
right?
and lighting
yeah.
company, and he yeah. and like, they did some like gigs, and like Joe Perry found him, like I said, then Steve, he was Steven Adler's, it wasn't Slash's, but he was. That is the guy's name, right? The
other Steven Adler's a drummer.
No, who's the other?
Izzy
Stradlin. That's
okay.
That's who he was a guitar tech
yeah.
for. But yeah, he like right out of Lexington. They still have Skullhead together. They've renamed it the Mighty Skullhead.
Huh.
It's good punk.
Yeah.
You know, if you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did mention that. I remember now.
Really?
I was awake for that. I stayed awake for ZZ.
Rockledge. Because Rockledge was always 21 and up, and I could never get in there. And then they closed down before I could
it's
get
great.
In there.
My favorite venue in Lexington ever.
Dallas Shoe is Edge's guitar
nice.
Tech. Okay. He's from Louisville.
Rockledge was right downtown off of
Short.
Yeah.
Right, pretty much the corner of Short and Broadway.
Yep.
Okay.
It's, what is it now? It's,
Is it where Shakespeare and Company is?
Yes.
That's closed.
And now
but
it's okay. that quarter. Corta Lima.
Yeah.
So I'm talking
Mama
about.
Tequila.
There you go.
Mama Tequila.
Mama Tequila.
That's where the Rockwood was. Okay. That's where
that's
the Rockwood was.
That's a great venue. That's a great building. If you
people
go,
the building was awesome, dude. Yeah.
But that was a cool place.
But yeah,
I used
now
to,
it's still
I used
a
to
cool
be able
place.
To get in underage because I was Black Cat Bones. Tech. That's what actually we're carrying like a fan and a guitar. They would get me in all the time. Oh yeah.
But see, that's because there were so many good bands that came down there.
It was amazing.
And it was because there were some like Linus. I feel like that there were some shows you could be 18, but Rockledge is always 21.
Always 21.
And I was like, God,
it was a
damn
great
it
venue.
Sucked.
It was.
Yeah, I could never get in. And then they closed.
It's wild. The guy that owned it, Dave Butler, he went to high school here in town, and I think he was may have been Tate's Creek, but now he's been like his thing. Since that closed down, he's just been in. He was like on the forefront of solar technology, solar energy. Mm-hmm. He's been like Voltaic solar. He's been pushing that stuff for years. So he went on to have a different kind of career, right? Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Because he started and he had a band there called Strangle Martin.
I remember them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's wild. These people.
That's the thing is people don't realize there used to be an amazing, thriving music scene in Lexington.
Yep.
Well, and it actually goes back to like the old Phoenix Hotel, and that era because the blues musicians, the big band people, all of that, they would come from Detroit. And they would come down through Lexington on their way to like Atlanta and that type of thing. And they would stop in Lexington and they would play gigs. And so there's been some amazing musicians that have played in Lexington.
Yeah, there used to be a lot of black music on like the east side. Like there's
Up Jump the Devil was the big club.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Was that Third?
Third somewhere, and I think for a long time it was somewhere down on Newtown Pike.
Huh. Okay,
where Newtown comes into Main Street.
Huh.
You know where the railroad tracks are and the stone place for your headstones.
Yeah,
it was in that block on that side.
But I know Phoenix Hotel got a lot of those musicians.
Yeah,
because
they couldn't stay there, and then they played a Lyric, and I forgot what hotels they would stay in. But yeah, so between they played the Phoenix for the big band and Lyric for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lyric had quite the, you know, rotation of people going through there back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think people realize that of how rich a music history that Lexington actually has. But
like Ike and Tina even played there too, didn't
they?
All
the time.
Yeah.
To
their credit, people are trying to depict that more so to memorialize that a bit. Because you do hear, I mean, every time I hear a story about the Lyric or about the topic in general, you start hearing there's more and more people, and you're like, well, I didn't know they were there.
Mm-hmm. But I remember Cafe Element OP.
Yep.
Where was that?
Right where, what is it, Martin Luther King, where Rose Street becomes Martin Luther King, right there on Main Street.
Oh,
right
okay.
There. That sounds like a good area.
It was the punk band back in the
80s. Well, mm-hmm. That seems probably accurate.
Yeah.
They get a lot of underground or up-and-coming musicians at Lexington Opera House.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
and
you
go there, you see a great show, and then 6 months, a year later, you're like,
blew up.
I saw Lainey Wilson there with Jen and Marin, and she was just up-and-coming, and now she's like, you know, huge. But
same way with the Kentucky Horse Park, too.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Zach Bryan there, and then like within 6 months, he's like
blowing up.
Oh, like selling out arenas.
And they've done a good job because there are those smaller venues.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be RUP, but the Opera House, in the beginning when I got to town, like there was only the opera at the Opera House.
Yep.
There wasn't many people doing concerts there.
And but ballet. Now it's all over the place.
And that worked well.
Yep.
Yeah. And Broadway then, Live.
Yeah.
And now you start to get, like Manchester Music Hall has some of the either bigger acts kind of on the way up, but there's something for all those different size crowds.
And the recycled, washed up ones that are...
Yeah, like some on the way up.
some on the way out.
Right.
Yeah. And then who plays
to relive all that?
And then who plays the Burl? I've never been to a show there.
Like,
is that smaller, up and coming?
Yeah, Burl's very indie. Very indie.
How many people is that place supposed to... Like
25. If the weather is good, the parking lot is
then
a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's
tiny.
But there was a point when Tyler Childers.
He played here all the time.
He booked them. Like he booked a series or like two or three shows at the Burl. And then in the a year ahead or whatever. And then in the interim is when he got huge and he kept that thing. And they're like, do not go down there because there's not going to be enough room for these people. You can't get in there. It rained or something crazy. But it's good for him to have kept it.
That's kind of what Adam has said. Like, that's how long he's known Tyler as well. Like, he's booked Tyler for two nights for Friday and Saturday night for $600.
Okay, yeah. So, so the best Tyler Childers story, and this ties into Shamrocks actually. So, shout out to Steve, who is now like an owner manager. Steve's a great guy, but when Tyler Childers was coming up, like, he was just playing like bars, like literally just playing bars and stuff around there. And Steve actually turned him down.
Wow.
And to this day, Steve can't live it down. Like, people still to this day are like, yeah, dude, you turned Tyler Childers down.
Well, the best thing he ever said was that, like, when the mayor gave him the key to the city at Railbird, did you see that? Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, it's kind of wild to me. Think I spent time in the Fayette County Detention Center. He's like, now they're giving me the key to the city.
Yeah.
Because he was big into drugs and, you know, drinking.
Well, and I still...
Now he's just gone all woke.
I still...
So are you, but we still love you.
But I still say that... I'm blanking on his name now. It's Tyler Childers.
Sturgill Simpson. Yeah, he used to play at Green Lantern.
All the time.
And the
best Sunday Best.
Was amazing. Yep. And it's a damn shame that he was... I have heard from sources that he was kind of... Well, I actually experienced this because I have a Sunday Best EP that I have the autographs, and he was kind of a jerk. I actually have a Sunday Best shirt,
It's a known thing in the industry. He's a complete...
Well, and it's a damn shame because... Oh, that's a book. I can't...
Only in the United States.
Well... Anyway,
I'm English. My family is. Yeah.
It's a damn shame because Sunday Best was a great band.
Yep. They used to play Manchester a lot, right?
No.
That's another group.
This is way before Manchester.
This is before Sturgill hit it big.
Yeah. Same name. A group by the same name.
Sunday Best. This is S-U-N-D-Y.
Oh.
Sunday Valley.
Sunday Valley.
I was Sunday Best is the one that plays. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, Sunday Valley.
Sunday Valley was Sturgill Simpson's first band out of Woodford County, and they were freaking amazing. They were like a cross between country and rockabilly.
Yep.
Holy crap. I have their EP. It's great.
Well, he's still good. I mean, all of his stuff like covers so many genres.
He was
like
kind
rock.
Of a jerk.
Oh, it still is. It's a known thing.
He's kind of a jerk. But I have a Sunday Valley.
But he still
Valley
plays
shirt.
Like, you know, like folk. Country, rock. I mean, he did two albums of just nothing but bluegrass.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
yep. All right. So let me completely go off on another topic here.
Well,
derail.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No. Just say what you're going to say.
Speaking of people going into different genres, have you listened yet to Beyonce's
I was Montreal? Just
going to
say that.
I have not. No.
I can't even.
John, what are you saying, John?
I haven't listened to it all yet.
And
curious.
Her version
just
of Jolene.
Curious. See, that's
changed
the one that
the
they
lyrics though, and I don't like that. I don't
well,
like
Dolly
it.
Approved it, so you don't get over.
That's right. It don't matter what you say because Dolly said okay.
This is
cha-ching,
what
cha-ching.
As a whole, the country community is like, girl, put some clothes on. Like, if you're going to do country, you can't dress like
that.
Please. Oh, come on.
Everybody says that.
You must have talked to the last remnant
Daisy Dukes?
Of the Grand Ole Opry.
No, just like every the
you
outfit.
Got 10
have
sugar
you
and 5
seen the
sack
outfit?
Out there 9 times out of 10.
Nah.
You need to see what she had on.
Of course,
on.
I've seen that.
Yes, I have. So. Lady Wilson comes to mind.
Right.
There you go.
But weren't, like, everything was hanging out. Like, it wasn't the Daisy Dukes.
I disagree with that sentiment. Sorry. Yeah, there's.
It just seemed like people didn't want her in country, so they
that's gatekeeping.
And we're not going. There's nothing funny down that road, so we're going to go down.
That's what they tried to do to that one guy, to the black gay guy. They tried to gatekeep him too, didn't they? The country guy.
Lil Nas X.
He wasn't really country though, and
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus would disagree.
Well,
he's cashing checks
again. There's nothing funny down that road, so we're going to go down it. You know what? We're going to go down.
Turn left.
We're going to go down the fact that Jim Harbaugh had a garage sale, and I don't feel like this was talked about.
Oh,
enough.
It was. It's beautiful, and it was like the post I saw was like, this is the most Jim Harbaugh thing.
Did he sell all his Michigan wear?
No, well, no. So I want to get your all's opinions on this, and I want to also get your all's opinions on whose garage sale would you go to, right? That was like a famous, either a coach, it could be a famous person, anybody, right? But the bottom line is, so Jim Harbaugh is head coach of the Chargers. He's now living in an RV, apparently, in Los Angeles with everybody else.
Afford.
With everybody.
Him and about 10 million other people living in RVs.
Right, with everybody else. But,
I'm just showing everybody this Beyonce picture of why they're saying put some clothes on.
That's photoshopped. I think. Oh, looks well, like.
That's but, like. I think that's the album cover.
Yeah.
I
don't
care. Sorry, go ahead.
Black Crowes had their album cover photo. Remember Amorica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is Jim Harbaugh got hired by the Chargers, had to move to L.A. His wife decided to sell everything. You could purchase anything that fit in a bag for $20. And I love this picture of the yard sale because it's just
baller.
It's just straight up like a sewing machine and just regular people's stuffs.
But his house in Michigan was like, it was an estate, that damn house he had.
Okay, so first of all, Chad's obviously all about this, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I saw it on Reddit the other day.
Okay, yeah. Sean?
More power to him. I mean, why? Who wants to move that shit across country? You making that much money, you're going to buy all new?
Exactly. Buy new.
I have threatened with the roommate. It's like, if we ever sell this house, there's certain things I'm going to pack up in about 20 boxes. Everything else stays in the damn house, and people can throw it out.
That treadmill upstairs, staying. Heather?
Why did they not donate it? Do they need the money? Why not just donate it to charities, houses, kids, colleges? Do they need the money?
No, they don't. I get that, but I also think it's kind of fun to just like be like, hey, I got Jim Harbaugh's wife's sewing machine.
Yeah, I mean,
I would go. I think it's cool.
But you know, Heather, you say donate it, but half the stuff that we donate to those places doesn't end up to the places that we think they're going. They sell it to recoup the cost. Or they send it in bundles to Africa to clothe children or Bangladesh.
You have to give it directly to a center. You have to give it directly to Catholic charities or directly to a homeless center. But so if you give it to other places, which I won't say because it's big, big names, it's not going where you think it's going. But I was just thinking, like, give it to, like, a school or a college or kids.
But also,
a sewing machine could be donated to a high school home ec class.
In his situation, he should give it to the less fortunate. Ohio State fans.
Oh!
I do think it's...
And let them work on some skills.
They
might have
they
sewing
need life
skill.
Lessons, life skills that maybe help them or, after, in a world after football.
Or just give it to all the Chargers fans.
But I do think it's fun to say that I went to Jim Harbaugh's house in his garage sale, and for $20 I shoved all this...
That's pretty cool.
...you know, crap in a bag.
Yeah.
And this was Jim Harbaugh's...
Jim Harbaugh socks.
Socks, right. I got his undies.
It was his Dockers. I got his whole set of Dockers.
See, now that's it. There'd be things that I'm like, I would go just to see... I want to see the Docker section. I know you're lying if you tell me there's not a whole section of just the Dockers.
From what I understood, people did come away with some Michigan stuff, but I think it was just basic household crap.
Because the Michigan stuff probably got boxed up and sent or put in stores because we're not going to sell this because I want a national championship in this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he can.
He gave it to all his other coaches as he left. Here's the polo.
Well, you know, I will
say... He's taking them to the Chargers.
I will say, when somebody... this is our department. I will say, at EKU, when somebody leaves, it just, you know, goes and gets another job, and it's just like I have gotten a lot of EKU stuff from people like, I'm leaving here, take what you want.
I brought you some EKU stuff
today.
You did. Same thing when I was teaching. We would get polos made every year at the school, and when someone would leave the school, they'd be hung up in the teacher's lounge. Take these polos because they're hard to get, hard to come by. You can wear them on Fridays. Same thing. So that's what I was thinking. He just passed his Michigan stuff on to his staff that he didn't take.
He probably did on some level.
Yeah.
But so what's a person, celebrity, coach, whoever, like that you would want to go to their yard sale to just get their basic crap?
Dave Matthews.
You knew that was coming.
What would you
set it up like that?
I have another choice too, but Dave,
okay.
Sure.
What would you want?
I would go to
music.
What?
And I'm not talking. He's not
his
selling
guitar.
No, he's not selling none of that. He is selling
life essentials.
Life essentials.
His flannels.
His bong.
No, he's not even selling that. He's selling.
Oh no, you can't put no limits on it. He's a life essential. A life bong essential. Is a life essential.
It depends on what life.
But he's not selling that because his
barware. So you know. His barware.
Like glasses?
Yeah.
Glasses. He's probably
generic
saw that.
Glasses.
Yeah. I'm going to take that. Yeah.
Anything to do with funny, I think, the cornbread pan.
Probably cornbread pan. Cornbread. And probably he'd be selling his artwork. Would probably be selling
that. He's got a lot of artwork. It's terrible.
Too expensive.
It's terrible.
Because the Harbaugh... No,
yeah, you're not going to sell artwork at a yard sale.
The Harbaugh yard sale was $20, everything you could stuff in a bag.
Right.
So I don't see him selling that art... I don't know how big...
Do I bring my own bag?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's another story.
So I just don't see Dave Matthews selling this artwork to $20 you could stuff in a bag.
I don't know Dave. He might.
I would try to get like his Seahawks jersey.
Yeah, to see what he wore when he rang that. That'd be some kind of stuff.
So who's your other choice?
My other choice it would be Clint Smith. He is the owner of a gun school called
Buddy,
Thunder Ranch.
Buddy Milgus.
Buddy Milgus.
I've already got that stuff. Yeah. I've already got that stuff.
Oh, Buddy. But no, I didn't even think of Buddy Milgus.
No, Buddy, he left everything to the company.
Thunder Ranch, is that the same place where Keanu and all them train?
No, like, that's Taron Butler down in Southern California. Thunder Ranch is up in Oregon. And he trains Navy SEALs. I would go.
And
to
his. Jack Carr does a lot with him too. Yeah, right? Yeah.
I would go to his yard sale.
No, but so well. Okay, I don't think you think
yeah. you're gonna, Jay's like.
Well, but I don't think you're going to get what you think you're going to get at a yard sale.
If Clint Smith got all kinds of memorabilia and everything else.
Okay, all right.
So shit.
So Heather, do you have anybody else besides Dave Matthews?
Let me think on it.
Travis
because
Kelce.
I would want to go somewhere where I could
Jason
get.
Jason Kelce.
I'd want to go to someone's house where I could find things potentially vintage, like old vintage Pyrex.
I like
or
that.
Old
yeah.
vintage dishware. Old
you
vintage
come to Mama's Elle's house.
Right.
She got old, a three-wheeler.
You know, I love mugs, coffee mugs. I would want somewhere, maybe okay, if you have old vintage purses or old, like, that jadeite stuff from the 50s.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Okay. Historic.
Okay, so you could literally find all these in the obituaries.
Yeah,
like
right.
That's where they're
estate
doing
estate sales.
Estate sales. Yeah. Estate sales.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh, what is that company? Blue Moon Estate Sales. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. It's
but
like
I mean,
every
I do.
Weekend,
I do
I'm
like that vintage
thing. Vintage thing. So I can't tell you who, but just someone like okay. that could. I
you
mean,
have
like
a target.
Right. Like I don't know the person who the heir to the Tupperware or the heir to it's not Tupperware. The
she was
Pyrex.
Like the
old lady Tupperware.
The Long and Burger.
Old lady Pyrex. You know.
Like some of that old white with the blue corn flour
yeah.
thing.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And the jade eye and the pink. There was mm-hmm. this pink Pyrex bowl had, in the '50s. It was jungle blue and
yeah.
pink.
That one with the blue. Everybody had that
the
in their
white
house,
with
right?
The blue stars, yeah. but or the blue flowers. But like we saw it in the grocery store, and you saw all the different pieces, and you had to have so many different stamps
yep.
to get the mm-hmm. each one.
You
and that
could,
butter dish, like nobody ever got that.
You
butter
could be
dish.
Mixing up with Corningware because Corningware it looked if you like Google the patterns for Pyrex and Corningware, they're very close.
Oh. Yeah. It's all the ceramic.
Yeah. We had the gold. The gold wheat looking thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I think I have seen that.
So, Chad, who are you going with?
I honestly don't think I find anybody interesting enough to want to go to their yard sale.
Not even for just crap.
Not really. I mean, I can't.
There's
nothing
not
is.
No crap in his house. I
yeah,
mean.
There's nothing coming to mind. Like, you know, maybe somebody like of the stature of Keith Richards, if he had like a yard sale.
Mm.
Like, you know, mm-hmm. hey, this is Keith Richards ashtray from 1972.
I dig something
yeah. random like
yeah.
that.
That'd
maybe.
Be fun. That would be super cool.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't think of like no real. Current person that I'm that
yeah.
interested in.
But I mean, I guess somebody who's alive, or I like the estate sale
yeah.
angle too, where somebody
yeah.
has just died and they're having an
yeah.
estate sale.
Stuff.
I like that angle.
Yeah.
Now, if
I
you
do.
Go on Blue Moon and what's the, everything but the house,
yeah.
because they're evidently there's a lot of old rich people in Cincinnati dying right
dangerous.
Now.
But again,
and it's got like some interesting
but again,
stuff.
I'm talking like not Keith Richards guitars, which are going for like five.
Yeah,
we would go
you're
five,
not
10,
see
20.
Those.
Right, no. But I like the ashtray angle. I like that. Oh, this is Keith Richards Roach clip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. like
guitar
that.
Picks.
Speaking of,
yeah.
The Coasties aren't buying any of this stuff in Baltimore. Coastie Twitter and Coastie Reddit have just not, are not buying it.
Well, that's another topic
that's,
for
that's
another day.
No, I mean that's a good topic for the show because
that's for looking bourbon.
Yeah. You don't want me to go down that rabbit hole.
We will discuss that off air.
It's something that is a maritime.
The Coasties are not buying it. Well, they showed up to the level of like Swifties on this.
Oh,
yeah. Like I didn't even know they're like I know one of my buddies is still in the Coast Guard. Like, but I didn't know that there were this many of them. Right, and that they like
yeah.
You know, they all have ideas about this.
I have a cousin who is basically his whole career is Merchant Marines. I don't really talk to him, but end of the day, interesting topic. We're just not going to go there.
John, whose garage sale would you go to?
The Coast Guard.
Coast Guards.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
It would be difficult for me to decide, but honestly.
I actually like that Coast Guard garage sale is good.
Oh, well.
Go ahead.
Except you're cutting it all out. I think I would have to. I think I would end up going to Sean's, because it's either Sean's or Chad's. But I don't think Chad's going to sell stuff. I think Chad would have interesting stuff, but I don't think he's going to sell it.
No, I just
Because Chad's not going to put up the bullshit of having the sale.
Yeah, no,
he's
going to
be like throw it out the door and then you just root through it.
No, that's me.
But Sean, that's Matt.
Oh, that's 1,000% Matt.
Matt just throws it out. Yeah. That you're like, what is this? Oh, that. And Sean knows the whole thing. Well, I bought that in 1976.
Sean knows the provenance of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I would say his mother's house, but I don't think you can go to a museum and purchase products. I think
you
those
might
are more
be able
for,
to.
I think those are more.
Sean could tell you the historiography. The catalog that was sent to his house that he purchased
that
item from, right?
When I was six, I sat down with my Sears and Roebuck.
Or this black and white catalog from some. Really obscure company.
Yeah,
it's
the third-tier knockoff Sears and Roebuck.
But see, I like the fact that you went with people that you know, and not necessarily like Stoops or Cal or something right? Or Barnhart or something like that.
I go to Rod's and see what Rod had to say.
Shoe Mountain? That's true. What can you put me out of Shoe Mountain today?
Yeah, right. Well, I know you're going to get a whole bunch of Funko Pops. The ones
Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
Star Wars figures.
Figures. And...
And the shoes.
Pocket squares.
Now, see, that
and
would
suit
be
coats.
That would be his pocket squares would be to Harbaugh's khakis. Yeah. I want to see the section of pocket squares.
I would like to see the pocket square section.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
there's a bunch.
Probably a wall of them.
Oh God, yes.
Your garage sale, Carrie?
I don't know. That's a good. I mean, I like the Keith Richards because I would love to just have some Keith Richards, just basic crap, right? Like an ashtray or something. Even like a guitar string or something, you know.
This is Keith Richards' door stopper.
Or like a headband, right? Or a headband or Keith Richards' door stopper. I do like that. Axl Rose, I think, would be on my list just because I think he would have a bunch of weird stuff. This is Axl Rose's buffalo head, right?
Mm-hmm. His bearskin rug.
There's just some weirdo stuff, right? But I do like the angle of just going with someone's regular people that you know that you think are interesting.
Or you don't know that you know have old stuff. So you've got vintage stuff.
As you've described, one time where we lived three places ago, I was walking around our neighborhood and I saw that they had this estate sale. And I thought, well, that's sort of interesting. And there was in the paper... No, it was. I saw something in this pharmacy thing. Anyway, they sent it out to this pharmacist. There's going to be this estate sale of this guy who was a pharmacist. And when they said the address, I'm like, I know where that is. So when I looked, I realized it's the same place that I had just seen that they were having this estate sale. Walked around the neighborhood a different time between the sale date and whatever. And there was an El Camino parked in the driveway. And it had one of those 1978 bumper stickers for the UK championship on there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I bet that means that person's going to have UK stuff. There may be UK type things. Well, lo and behold, I get there that morning. I was a little late because I might have been out the evening before, but anyway, I get there a little late, and lo and behold, this person was a professor and has been a pharmacist in this community for 50 years. Ooh. His wife passed away, then he passed away. The kids didn't want any of it, so they sold everything. And there was a crap ton. There were those huge glass globes that they'd put in old-time pharmacy windows with the colored water and that
nice.
Sort of stuff that he'd collected for 50 years. But then they had all this UK stuff, too. And one of the people I was talking to he made kind of part of his living by collecting and antiques and things. He said that's exactly how people do it, is you just happen to see who's there. You see little clues like that, but you stumble onto something. Now you can go to the internet. But you can find all these things in these estate sales because nobody wants to move it. You don't. If you want something, you want one or two pieces like you're talking about.
You don't want a whole collection.
You don't want a whole house full of somebody's stuff.
Right.
What'd you buy?
A bunch of little pharmacy
bottles that are over there in the corner.
Oh, I see it.
There's a mortar and pestle.
I see
that.
I was going to say there's a mortar and pestle.
Honestly, it was the best deal because you bought boxes for $5. So I bought three boxes for $25. You're out the door, and you ended up
that
with
would be 15
some
bucks.
Things were cool. Yeah, I bought some extras. I had add-ons.
Do you know I was able to sell stuff before we moved that I didn't want to pack because we moved during COVID, when literally everything was shut down and you weren't allowed to go shopping, and I would post it on Facebook, and I would do porch pickup. And I was able to sell stuff that I didn't want to move, but people would come get it because they were so... I sold a lot of Ray Dunn. People were so desperate to go shopping and they couldn't get into the stores. And I knew I had duplicates or I didn't want it or I wasn't wanting to pack it. And
Ray Dunn.
Yeah, the ceramic stuff. I sold a lot of it. Just porch
Chad's
pickup.
Told me about
yeah,
that.
Come and get it.
So I've heard she's got a whole room of it.
I thought you say... Every time you say that, it sounds like Ray Dunn.
Ray Dunn.
And I'm like,
you're
like
selling
the
Ray Dunn.
You get that gas free at your basement.
Sorry, I sold Ray Dunn.
I got you.
Like... pottery porch pickup during COVID.
With the Facebook thing, I've heard so many bad stories about people having just terrible
Facebook
experiences.
Marketplace.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, I'm in a group where people would vouch for me, like so that you know you would pay me or vice versa, or I didn't really give a shit, so you could have it first and then pay me. You know, it didn't matter, but people
you just
knew
get
me.
Rid of it.
Yeah, I wanted to get rid of it, so I was selling it for dirt cheap. You know, but people really were jonesing to get into the stores because they were closed, and I was like, "Hey, sucked. I have all this stuff. I'm gonna play on those emotions right now. Come buy my
stuff."
That's
fair.
Your marketing greed pays for itself.
Yeah, I didn't
once
make.
Again.
Yeah, I didn't make a lot of. Yeah.
Well,
but you don't make a lot
of money.
You just
wanted to get.
I wanted to get
stuff.
Rid of it.
Yeah.
And I really feel like with going back to this Harbaugh sale, I don't think they were in it to make money. I think she just wanted to like get rid of it.
Declutter.
Because he actually, from what I have seen, Jim Harbaugh actually said, "I want to live in an RV our first year out there." Like, I don't even think he either wanted to build a house or buy
a
house.
It's like a $300,000, $400,000 RV.
He literally, but still, you can't put all your stuff in there.
Cheaper than a house in LA.
So I feel like she just wanted to get rid of the stuff. It wasn't anything like that, oh, look, we're selling our stuff. Like, and I get the giving it to Goodwill and everything like that. But, you know, if you're going to tell people that you can come in with a bag and fill it as much as you want for $20, I mean, you're not looking to make a profit necessarily.
At some point, those poor people at Goodwill are like, how many sewing machines are y'all going to give us?
Okay. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Because Goodwill has just finally started selling online, and they've gotten wise.
Oh, I didn't know
because
that.
Because you used to be able to go occasionally sneak into a Goodwill, a local one, and find something. But they all have been instructed, this is worth
it's
something.
Like the, but it's honestly
same thing happened with Half Price Books. They started when stuff come in, they started checking eBay and collecting sites and saying like, oh, well, this book is actually really probably worth $150,
I just learned something that Carrie and I work with someone and that really knows how to thrift, and she taught me that when Goodwill they put stuff out and then they do these sales, and if nobody buys it, they throw it in the garbage.
So
I'm like, damn, I've been donating stuff to them my whole life thinking it was going to the less fortunate, but it's not.
No.
It's a write-off, and then it gets thrown in the trash. I'm like, well, who do I give it to so it actually goes to the needy?
Yeah. Well, in
Catholic charities, homeless shelters.
You can also give it to, depends on what it is,
Salvation
Army. Technical schools.
Right.
Like if it's something that needs to be repaired.
But years ago, Goodwill and places like that stopped taking like electronic stuff. You can't take them TVs and computers or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and I will tell you, there's two environmental things that I hate in this world. One of them I'm not going to say. The other one is fast fashion. I can't stand fast fashion. Because fast fashion is like this H&M and that kind of thing. Where
don't be naming people.
They turn and burn, like you got your spring collection.
Allegedly.
You know where it ends up? With the stuff they don't sell? Literally it ends up in landfills you can see from space.
Well, I wear it once, wash it, falls apart, and ends up in a landfill anyways because their clothes are crap.
But I am not in any fashion, shape, or form a climate, environmental person, but there are two things, and fast fashion is one of them, and I can't stand it.
I don't shop
at the other one, EVs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it, but thanks.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, no. I've been convincing people that it's like, yeah, you got the electric car.
But I have that's a whole thing. Again, that's another road we don't want to go down.
I love coal-powered cars.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my coal/gas-powered car, right? That's great. Okay. So, Chad blinded us.
Yeah.
Sean, Chad, John, and I drank it. Heather's still not on the way.
She's still on the bench.
I'm on the bench. I'm warming up.
You're getting close, sir. You're getting close. Close. So, Sean, what'd you think? Opinions? Guesses? Anything?
It was rather astringent.
That's got cherry and vanilla on the nose. Yeah. That's really good.
I don't know if it was really good. It's not one of the favorite
smells
things
good.
I've had. Of course, I have different palates than everybody.
It smells thin. Does it taste
it drinks really thin.
It tastes thin.
A little, but it doesn't, not much.
And it doesn't smell hot. It just kind of has a normal nose on
so,
it.
So, Sean, any guesses? Whatever you want to guess. Proof, whatever.
Proof was definitely over 100. I don't know. That's all I got for it.
I'm going to guess young.
Yeah.
I think it's young.
Okay. John?
So, I'm surprised that Sean said it was astringent. I didn't get that at all.
I didn't get it.
That was just my nose. I mean.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I can see that. For me, it smelled, the nose was sweet. It's a brown sugar, vanilla, caramel kind of flavor. It is thin. I think it has a good finish. I would guess 105, 110, somewhere in that range is my guess. But it was not, it didn't have the body that I'd expected, maybe. I would say that's where I was. It was lacking.
Yeah.
The finish was good. The nose was okay, but I don't think it was full. It didn't give a lot of. There wasn't a lot of complexity.
Yeah,
to it.
And I'm getting a better nose now that my glass is empty, and I'm getting all the flavors.
Well,
that you're getting.
I didn't think it wasn't hot. That's definitely it. Wasn't hot at all. I didn't get I guess it was a little thin, but I've had thinner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I've definitely had thinner.
And what a compliment that is, right? Yes.
I guess I got a little bit of vanilla off of it. It wasn't hot. I'd probably say maybe in the 100 proof range if I was going to guess a proof. Now, I'm terrible at distilleries, but yeah, 100 is what I would guess.
Wild turkey.
I think it was a little. Definitely.
It was not a wild turkey.
It's not turkey.
I don't think so. But no. I didn't get the astringency.
I didn't either. And I tell you, it wasn't super interesting to me.
It was kind of one note.
Yeah,
it really was. But it wasn't bad.
But this was gifted to me, and I appreciate the gift. And so I thought I'd bring it to the show.
Thank you, gifter.
It's from Ben. That was nice of him.
Thanks, hi, Ben.
This is actually any guess as to maybe who the producer is?
Oh,
MGP.
No, it's definitely not an MGP. It's 2-1. It honestly, it's
it wasn't
too
complex.
Oh, you know who makes gross one notes? Will it?
No, but it wasn't gross. It's too. It's just
Will it does
it's,
have some
it's
gross.
Too,
stuff.
But it's too.
Chad's like yeah.
It's too.
No, I mean,
too basic to be. To
I would
be
drink it with people, but you're right. Basic is a very good word.
It's basic.
It's a basic
and I'm not.
Who makes basic
but
bitch
I'm
bourbon?
Not, I'm not saying that as
oh,
a as a.
Name.
I'm not saying that as a slight because it was drinkable.
Yeah, it was. I finished.
It really was drinkable, and I'm not saying basic as a slight.
My guess is it's going to be one of those rebranded or revamped places that's just come back with their own sort of Star Wars stuff.
Oh, I like that.
So I don't know the cost because I didn't ask. I'll ask cost for gift. This is actually it's a blend.
Interesting.
By Harlan Wheatley.
Okay.
Oh.
We know who he is, right?
Yeah.
And Chris Stapleton.
Wow.
It's called Traveler.
Oh.
Interesting.
I have heard about this.
I have heard of it, yes.
It's a cool map.
That's
too.
A 90 proof.
Yeah, it's 90 proof.
Cool. Is it Tennessee whiskey?
You don't know. It doesn't list. It just says
smooth.
Blended and bottled at Buffalo Trace. It doesn't say
actually,
it's even
you know,
juice.
You know what? I was this close to saying Trace. I was this close to saying Trace.
But we don't
I was
know
because
it's not disclosed.
It is just the says, blend what's proof. Making it so...
I'm thinking it's young, too. There's no age statement, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of one
note. Look at the
color.
It's drinkable, but
look at the color.
But not on the price.
No,
right?
Is that apple juice?
Don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
It's absolutely 100% drinkable.
Yeah.
Right? But it's one note.
Yep.
Which a lot of blended bourbons end up doing to you unless somebody's doing.
Basic bitch blended bourbon.
Is blended down for that.
It probably
triple
is.
Triple B.
That's four.
And yeah, I mean,
my God.
It was fine. I
can't count that.
I love the map though. I love like,
oh, no,
the
that's
label.
Great. Yeah.
The label and things are incredible.
The label's great.
You see the back.
And it keeps with the branding of Traveler with the map, kind of see through map thing.
Where's
it's good.
Oh, look at
yeah,
that.
It's
I like that.
It's totally drinkable. It's just it's a little bit one note. That would be my critique of it.
Lexington's on the inside on that map.
Yeah, it's basically the Frankfurt Lexington area.
Oh, nice.
But if you compare that to other 90 proof bourbons. I don't think it's bad compared to
it's,
that.
Well, no,
like
but
it
it's
category,
I would still choose like Buffalo
Trace.
But
itself.
I've had more
a non-blended.
I've had
product,
more complex
okay.
90
yeah.
90 proof bourbons, right? Mm.
I just think this one's just young.
It is. I would. What would be the year
agent,
base that you would guess?
It might be a better thing.
I would say maybe 3 years.
Oh, I was going to say four, possibly four.
Yeah, I think you're closer to three.
That's where I got the astringent kind of.
Well, I'm looking at the color, and that's why three probably is, I don't, maybe four, maybe three and a half would split the difference.
Well, but if it were.
It's a great presentation, though.
I mean, it's incredible.
And I'm assuming that's his CS at the top, his logo.
I actually like kind of like the just the basic bottleness of it, right?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Just the presentation where it's just kind of a really, really simple basic bottle.
It looks like it's about $34. Is that the bottle?
Yep.
Okay, we were looking at price. That's at Caskers. I don't know what that is. I think it's an online.
That's online.
Okay.
So it says Traveler Blend number 40.
Yep.
Whiskey created in collaboration with the acclaimed music. Well, musician Chris Stapleton is a harmonious blend that resonates with both whiskey enthusiasts and music lovers alike. Inspired by Stapleton's soulful melodies and deep-rooted passion for authentic craftsmanship, this whiskey encapsulates a symphony of flavors that are both robust and nuanced.
So they're calling it a whiskey.
A whiskey. Yes, not a bourbon.
What's it say?
It could also be $45.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you're right. Yeah, it straight up just says whiskey. Just says
but
whiskey.
I don't think it's probably more than 50, probably.
No, it's not more than 50.
You know what I'd probably drink this with? Because I've started, which one is it? One of the bigger distillers would like put a splash of Sprite in it to brighten it. Huh. That might start doing something with it.
Okay.
The Traveler Blend number 40 is a handcrafted masterpiece, meticulously blended to achieve a smooth yet complex profile.
Hey, John, marketing people got to work too.
Somebody wrote this. Each sip unfolds layers of rich caramel, oak, and subtle spice, leading to a finish that is as memorable as a classic Stapleton ballad.
Well, and again, it's drinkable. Yeah. It doesn't suck. But it's kind of one note, right?
It's definitely not a masterpiece or whatever they called it, right?
No, it's definitely, I think, kind of one note-ish.
It's an embodiment of artistry.
Somebody needs to give them this other drumstick.
But yeah, overall, if you were going to pay, like between $30 and $45 for this bottle, not terrible. Not bad.
No, but I would choose probably 10 other bottles before in that price range.
Yeah.
Thank you, man, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Appreciate the gift for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I would have guessed this would have been like in the $19.99 range, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You can get a custom engraved, too.
Wow.
Nominal.
So you too can be a traveler.
So
nominal additional charge. $69.
So real quick, I guess. Ooh. How do you all feel about all these musicians getting into this bourbon game?
You mean like
they're all
like Lynyrd Skynyrd
and ZZ Top? They both were promoting their bourbon. Kiss. I'm over it.
Like everybody's getting.
I thought ZZ
bourbon.
Top had like a tequila. They have a bourbon too.
I thought it said bourbon too, but it could be tequila.
MGP
you're probably
has got
right.
A lot of barrel
there
smooth.
Was something. I was like,
no, but how do you feel about these musicians? Just kind
of goofy.
Yeah, right.
I just don't really see the market. Right.
It's because we've talked before, it takes so long to bring this product to market. Right.
The ZZ Top bourbon's called Balcones, Balconies. I don't know what that
Balcones.
Word is.
We've
Balcones.
Had a couple
I think Metallica's
samples.
Gotten into
maybe
it.
Blackened or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, now theirs was supposed to be put in front of a speaker and blasted or something. No. But now I will say, as much as I'm
so damn dumb,
as much as I am from a large height chatting upon this idea, I know two people at this table that would purchase it if it had DMB on the front.
No, I have bought Dave Matthews wine, and whatever. I'm not a wine person, but I bought one bottle probably 15 years ago by Dreaming Tree. Yeah, but if he made a whiskey, I would not buy it.
No.
No.
No, no. Really?
No.
Okay. Now, if Leroy came back from the dead and made a whiskey, I'd buy it.
Who is Leroy?
Big Whiskey and the Grugrix King.
His original saxophonist.
Well, if he come back
his
from
name
the dead
was Leroy.
Make an elixir, I think Leroy. He's going to be
lying. He passed away.
I could be wrong.
He got into an accident on his quad on a farm, and then he passed away from complications later.
Oh, sorry. RIP.
No.
Thank you for your contribution to society.
Yeah.
But, I just...
Heartfelt.
That's what we
say. How many years later?
That's what we say on GBS. That's all I know about it. But yeah, I think I've always thought it was weird that all these like musicians have gotten into bourbon.
What,
Because bourbon tastes, it's about 4 years.
Well, it's like the new distillery that's out by Heather's house is trying to go in.
You
well,
shut your mouth. That's a whole different topic.
Oh, people are. And yes,
I know, but
that's a whole show's worth of topic.
But
right
I mean,
there.
The thing is, it's like you're going to do that. So it'll take you 2 to 3 years to build the site. Yeah. And then you're looking at least another 3 years to bring out a product.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to
and by then, the front of my house will be black from the distiller's mold.
Exactly. So I'm thinking. This is, you know, the money grab ain't there, folks.
No, not for bourbon.
No, but the need for retirement cash is. And these old folks are going to take any chance they have, and I don't blame them for it.
The people,
if you've got a name to trade on it.
The people behind the one that they're putting a mile from my house are not retired. They're like heirs to a huge company. I won't say. I'll tell you later.
Allegedly.
They're allegedly. And there's another one that's being built right there by Proud Mary on the river with another huge heir to another family.
That's just a terrible idea to build down by Proud Mary. Right? The place floods all the
time. Floods all the time. If you haven't learned anything.
Also.
Let's go down and catch some barrels going down the river.
It's a two-lane road with a one-lane bridge. Yeah, that's all I know about it.
So that dumb. Is not rated to like carry out like semis. Yeah.
Can you say right? Baltimore?
Yeah.
It's a two-lane road with a one-lane bridge that has a stop sign that you got to wait so somebody across. Anyway, but Chad, thanks for bringing this, and thanks to Ben for providing. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah,
shout out to Ben for that. Speaking of shout outs, end of the show shout outs. Anyone have them? Let's go. Come on.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, went to New York City. I'm going to shout out
New York.
My tour guide. Matt and I had a private tour of the Empire State Building because he had never been, so I made him go. So shout out to my tour guide, Hugo, who was amazing. Showed us all the like ins and outs and the things you weren't supposed to see that you weren't allowed to go see. And cool. We got to do a bunch of cool stuff. And we got to the, 106th floor. And Matthew, who was not typically afraid of heights, did not like it up there, and the building sways, and he's like, we got to go down.
Dead moves.
So let's go. Yep. And I'm the one typically with the problems of the heights, but I did okay. So shout out to Hugo, was amazing.
All right, go Hugo.
Yeah. All right, I got two shout outs. One to the Rugrats senior. She's not feeling her best, but she's on the mend. And then I've got another shout out to my sister-in-law, Suzanne Coventry Livingston, who passed a couple of weeks ago.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to her. R.I.P. She was a good woman, 90, had a great life.
Yeah.
Three wonderful daughters, seven grandchildren, and five
great
grandchildren, and one on the way.
Wow,
so
nice.
She had a good time.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Good life.
You said she was 90. That's a lot of change in that lifetime.
Yeah,
a lot
of living. She saw a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she did. She lived through a lot of stuff.
Lived through a lot of stuff.
That was your aunt?
My sister-in-law.
I thought you were an only child.
She married Jane's brother.
Got it.
Well, he wasn't on shot. But anyway.
It's a long story.
Okay.
The other part is Sean's life is off show.
Long story short, Sean has had an interesting life.
I thought he said sister-in-law, too. I was like, wait, I'm confused. No.
Sean has had a interesting life, but there you go. Chad?
I'd like to shout out my girls for making a nice Easter dinner today or a lunch today. It was really nice. Yeah. Well done. Well thought out.
Yes.
We had ham. We had broccoli casserole. Ooh. We had deviled eggs.
Oh.
You know,
all the
good stuff, man.
This is the greatest holiday for food. You get ham and deviled eggs.
Let me ask you a question, Chad. Did you have trouble finding the ham?
No. Marin ordered it all on the app, and I did a Walmart pickup. But that was a first for me.
Because Smithfield hams have been like lacking. They have not been in the marketplace.
I don't know what the brand is, but it was good.
They're from Virginia, and they were bought by our far Asian brothers years ago, and I'm thinking, what's going on with this?
put kibosh on the pig.
Yes, I'm saying it. But
we had fresh fruit and cheesecake.
All I did was make sugar cookies because I said, Matt, I'm going to order you a chocolate bunny. He said, no, please make me sugar cookies. It took 5 hours. When I was done, I said, you're getting a bunny next year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And what else? Oh, we did have...
and mashed potatoes. You can never forget mashed potatoes.
No, can't forget those.
Mama L, we had pickled beets and eggs. Have you ever done that?
Pickle beets. I'll leave the eggs.
Pickled beets.
No, I'll take the beets. I'll leave the eggs.
You're rude to eggs. Rude.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Pickled and deviled.
She likes the ramen eggs.
Speaking of eggs, I've seen her
eat eggs. She likes eggs.
Well, I like eggs. I just don't like pickled or deviled.
Oh, and I got yelled at lunch too because I sabotaged the deviled eggs because I hate sweet relish. So I
who's putting those on eggs?
In deviled eggs.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, see? Oh, so I told Marin, I like told Marin to order just regular relish, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was her F you to me. She just didn't put any relish in.
Oh, nice.
In
nice. Yeah.
You need to get some Wickles relish.
You know what, had that Wickles? Stuff is, Wickles pickles are good.
But son, I thought you knew.
You know what? Good have for you, her.
Pickled okra?
Came from, no, they don't.
Yes, Wickles they do.
Pickles? Don't eat too many because it'll give you diarrhea. Yeah, but that stuff is good.
Good, yes, sir.
You know something?
And I didn't know they had that brand.
Wickles I learned recently, and Sean diarrhea? Can't answer because Sean seems to know everything. But do you all actually know what paprika is?
I do.
It's from, is it a form of cayenne, maybe?
Nope.
Mm-mm. It's something spicy.
Do you know, Sean?
I didn't know this until like
John maybe does know this.
Natural
yeah,
dye.
Same. Like I learned
natural
people
dye.
Told me that. I was standing at work. People told me that. I said you're lying.
Shave beets.
Nope. And then somebody else come in and didn't know either. And I was like, this can't be true. So I'm googling it the whole time, going, I can't.
I found that about
true.
Like recently.
Insect like parts.
Huh? You were close parts? With cayenne. It's basically red peppers, like ground and...
It's ground bell peppers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Red bell peppers.
That's why people think it's spicy. I'm like, it's not spicy at all.
And then what's
all.
Paprika?
That's what I said. That's what
that's paprika. Paprika.
You said cayenne,
is.
I'm sorry.
No, I said she was close
I was
with
thinking
cayenne.
He said paprika.
But she guessed cayenne. I said she was close
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was its own thing.
I thought it was a whole pepper.
But you know, if you eat the seeds of a red pepper... They can be a little spicy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to, that's why you de-seed almost everything.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Because that's where the spice is.
Yeah.
The
seed and the, right. the membrane. Yeah.
Yep. The red is all the way ripe. They start green and then they turn yellow and orange and then red.
And then red.
And so the red's my least favorite. This, I prefer yellow and orange.
Yeah. But the seed really is where the
spice
is.
Well, actually, green. Green's gross. Green is disgusting.
Smoked paprika and every.
Smoked paprika is where it's at.
Love smoked.
Eggs should be by law finished with smoked paprika.
That's what Marin made ours with, smoked paprika.
She was raised right.
What are Wickles pickles?
So gross.
Wickles.
What's a brand?
It's a brand invented by, first time I had them because we had a former student who went to Auburn to be a librarian and they were just selling them regionally. Brought them up here.
Pickles.
And they're kind of a hot pickle and the dude went to Auburn and they're like big chunk rounds and they have the red pepper in them.
Okay.
And it's just like the best pickle you are ever eating.
Why do they give you the shits if you
if
eat,
you
too,
eat
many?
Too many of
well,
them?
Well, any pickled okra.
Oh.
And he makes a pickled okra, a pickled relish.
Good though.
Pickled okra is delicious. You just can't eat too much.
Yes,
pickled okra is a bomb.
Get Wickles, pickled okra.
Pickled okra, pickled green beans, pickled, any kind of pickled cauliflower.
Ben sent us home a while back some pickled squash that we haven't tried yet.
Ooh, I would love to try that. Pickled. So what I'm hearing from John is too much pickled stuff will give you
it
the
will
rush.
Get you. The
too
vinegar will get you.
That's the vinegar.
But the okra is a bomb. They're a little time bomb.
I still want to try pickled
have you
green
had the
beans.
Wickles pickled
you,
okra?
You were telling
I've not
me about
had
them.
That. I didn't know they made such.
Yes.
We should do a pickle party at next Bobo. Do like a pickle. Everybody brings a something pickled.
If you're going to do a Bloody Mary, you need pickled green beans. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's just that's facts. All right, so Chad, John.
I don't know.
You
oh well,
have something.
Well, we did. We had a nice Easter visit with your mom and with Jake, the Candy King of the Midwest, and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Shrinkflation. That's all the, I got. I got one word.
And
for
the
Jake.
Newest addition to the Candy Kingdom. Yep.
Yes. Shout out to Bebe.
Shout out to the baby for making you aunts and uncle. Aunt and uncle.
Not the baby shrinkflation, but something else the Candy King sent shrinkflation.
Oh, yes, yes.
He said, it's everywhere, dude.
It's
yeah, what's up
everywhere.
With those Airheads, yo?
Thought you knew.
We got to meet the newest member of the Candy Kingdom.
The
that
bebe?
Was nice.
The baby, yes. No shout-outs to Kentucky, Cal.
Ain't nothing to shout-out.
No.
When you give me something to shout-out, well, I'll shout it out.
I got nothing to shout-out because it's called $32 million.
33.
And the person who could pay it pays his guts now.
But
who, Joe Kraft?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's
oh, they could pay it.
Paid over a percentage.
Why does he hate his guts?
Something
happened.
But if you read that contract, it's not payable in a lump. It's not a lump sum.
It's monthly
installments.
Yeah.
Nothing up front.
It's a thing.
But the one thing that we learned that we were all saying wrong, that's not guaranteed money for life, which we originally thought.
Right.
No, because
it automatically renews.
It renews because he was what? It was good. He was like till 72 or something.
Something like that.
Basically, a lifetime.
Yeah, but it is and it isn't. But anyway, okay, is that all you got?
So, well, no, I mean, if we're going to go down this road.
Okay.
So we've all
R.I.P. Kenny Payne.
R.I.P. Kenny Payne. And I do feel bad for him. I don't know why he hadn't been hired yet. Because, again, I have said this for years on this and other broadcasts. The halfway house for has-beens has to be shut down. That... You've got to actually do something on these as a coach on the bench in this program. I don't know when that when we started to allow and accept that, but it's now common knowledge that you got a bunch of people that are hanging on doing not a damn
has
thing.
Let
me tell you when he ran off John Robick's hair.
Well, that's a thing that nobody will ever know because that's never come out.
I know. John Robick's hair was the the genius behind his offense and game planning.
But his, 100%. But his
hair was?
No, well,
I know.
But if you want to, I get that. And that happens. Unfortunately, that happens. But the problem is, you haven't recovered in how many years? And if somebody's job description is you are the coach of the defense. But if your job description is you're the coach of the defense, I don't know what you've done in the last 2 years besides stolen money.
Ooh. Fair.
And he has. Jake Coleman's stolen money for 2 years.
Sir, he looks dapper. He looks fucking good.
And that's
why,
because he's been stealing money.
He may look good because he ain't done a damn other thing. Not one thing.
But shout out to the baby. Shout out to Jake and Emily for the baby. That's good. And then I will actually shout out West 6th. We went because we went to their local MASHED event, which I didn't realize this was the sixth year for it, but apparently it was. It was excellent.
Oh, celebrating their 12th anniversary.
Yes, celebrating West 6th 12th anniversary. Super well organized, really great, really enjoyed it with the chefs and the food and everything. But the best thing that they did, so you got like for your tasting glass, you got like a stemless wine glass, which was fabulous. But the best thing was you got a parting gift. And your parting gift wasn't some tchotchke or pint glass or something else that you can't use.
Got to correct something here. Mm. There's not a such thing as stemless wine glass. It's just a glass.
Okay. Well, either way, you know what I'm saying, though. It's just a... It was a nice glass.
There's a such thing.
It was a
You're correct.
But it was a nice glass. And the best thing was they didn't give us a pint glass. They didn't give us like a tchotchke that you know, just sits around in your house collecting dust. You know what they gave us? They gave us cans of beer.
Nice.
So for their 12th anniversary, they were finally canning Snake Cake, which they've never done before. It's always been in bottles. And then they had this coffee beer that they did in conjunction with Nate's Coffee. Mm-hmm. And so you got two cans of that in a bag, which is great, right?
That's great.
I mean, that's
for
something.
Free?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Nate's well, Coffee shit.
The whole thing was $65. Totally worth it.
Wow.
Great experience. It was like a Top Chef
Eight
thing.
Dishes.
Where you went around and you got people's dishes. They were excellent. Some great chefs that were doing this, like Honeywood, Holly Hill, County Club,
what?
The Grand Am, Pearls. Kohl's on Main, and I mean
for just, $65, mm-hmm. you got dishes damn, from all
and,
these people
and samples of beer. Wow. Samples of beer to go with the dishes was great. But again, I can't thank them enough for not giving us another pint glass that I don't need. They actually gave us cans of beer,
which you do
you
need
left,
all the time,
which was great. Yeah. Right, which is great. It was good. No, since the Snake Cake's a stout. Or
is it called Nate's Coffee Stout? Is that the one? I've
always
wanted that one.
It's not the Nate's Coffee Stout, but it's a coffee stout.
I love coffee beers.
But
I know John doesn't.
The bottom line is I appreciated that more than I would have some tchotchke or glass.
Yes,
right?
I'm down with it.
Something to put in your yard.
Great event. Highly recommend. Really.
$20 a bag.
Is it annual?
Yes, because this was the sixth one.
What's it called? Just anniversary?
It's a local MASHED.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I have to put that in my Google. My Google search cues so I can get that.
Yeah. Super fun. All right. So. All right. So, Chad.
Oh, I would like to. Sorry,
we're leaving.
Late to the party.
Ready to go.
I would like to shout out the Purdue Boilermakers for.
Thank God. Thank you.
Proving that people can believe in anything. Yes. Don't make fun of people who believe in the Easter Bunny, because some people believe in Tennessee basketball. And Rick Barnes. Mm.
And don't ever do that. But
don't do
as
that.
Always, we appreciate you listening to us. And if you
it's
know, you know, you probably shouldn't. But we'll see you next time. We'll see you.
Happy Easter, y'all.
Peace out. Peace out.